We have Bill Bloomfield on the line right now, running for Congress in the 33rd District. And candidate Bloomfield, are you with us tonight?
I am, Max. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking the time on this busy election night to join us.
My pleasure.
So I want to just give everyone some background on the 33rd Congressional District first. It is, the district itself is not new, it's just newly numbered. And you are the first in a very long time to give Congressman Henry Waxman a fight. How do you feel about that? You must be feeling pretty bold.
Well, I'm pleased so far. You know, the early absentees were almost running 50-50. I'm optimistic, frankly, we're going to win. So, yeah, I've been pleased with the entire campaign. I've been pleased with the response from the electorate, the citizens of the 33rd Congressional District, that the message of putting country ahead of partisan politics and the fact that we've got to get Congress working has been very, very well received. One thing I'll correct you on, the district is new. And one of the reasons that some people missed this, the fact, the closeness of this race, was they missed the fact that 52% of the district is new to Congressman
right.
Waxman. All of the South Bay, where I live, is new to him. And so we had the sort of luxury of running against Congress without having to defend the home, the incumbent in the South Bay. I expect to win. We are polling very, very well. And as you see, the absentees were almost at 50%.
And where did you spend Election Day?
Well, I'm at the Election Day at the headquarters making some calls. And then I went to the Richstone Center in Hawthorne and tutored.
Okay.
I'm a Rotarian. I've been a Rotary for 31 years. And our club tutors there. And, you know, it was the first day when we had to sign up to do the tutoring that I knew. I said, yeah, the afternoon of Election Day, I had some time.
I want to ask, did you honestly believe from the beginning that you could beat Congressman Waxman, who has been in Congress for more than 30 years?
Good question. I ran for the simple purpose that I refused to just stay in Manhattan Beach while the future of our country is threatened.